This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shout out to all the loopholes out there on a hump day. Enjoy that traffic-free commute to work because the kids are out of school and it is spring break. Sorry to all the house moms, though, because I know you usually enjoy watching those soap operas all alone by yourself, waiting to pick the kids up from school at 3 o'clock, but now you can't do that because the kids are there. So it's a double-edged sword there, John Lopez. Honey Badger, one of your favorite guys, also known as Honey Boo Boo.
Me Honey Boo Boo Child.
On In the Loop, he has some advice for the Texans front office and Brian Gain. He says that the Texans need to look into signing guys during the season instead of the non-negotiation rules that Brian Gain has right now.
No, they never discuss contracts after the start of the regular season.
This is what the Honey Badger had to say to our own Sean Pendergast yesterday when Sean was talking about the signing of Bradley Roby on a one-year prove-it deal. Quote, got to sign him during next season. Can't just lose players because you won't extend during season. Most players will test market. Just a thought. Honey Badger deleted that tweet 30 minutes later.
Of course he did.
There are screenshots. So the Honey Badger has some advice for Brian Gain. Is this advice valid, J-Lo?
I think it is. I really think it is. It's a very silly policy. I can see the thinking behind it. Hey, once we get to the season, we're not going to be talking about contracts. We're not going to be, bothered with all these distractions until the point that that becomes a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like that's from management's perspective on how they feel. Like if they're in ongoing negotiations with a Clowney or a Tyrann Mathieu, or this year with a Bradley Roby, because they signed him to a 1-year deal. If they could have gotten Tyrann Mathieu for much less than what they even offered, the $11 million they offered, had they extended him last year during the year. That's when it becomes counterproductive, all right? It's a decent policy. I get the thinking behind it, the philosophy behind it. You know, hey, you worry about football, we'll get you a contract next year, until it starts working in reverse.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's signing day in the NFL. What is the point of a one-year prove-it deal, John Lopez?
Well,
I'm asking you, what is the point of a one-year prove-it deal?
From the team's perspective?
The deal that the Texans made with Tyrann Mathieu last year and the one they're making with Bradley Roby right now, you give him a one-year deal, $7 million. What is the purpose of that?
It's a great incentive. It makes it a contract year, and you know how players perform in a contract year. Now, Tyrann Mathieu didn't necessarily perform out of his mind, but he was good, and he's probably good enough to get an extension. At least, I mean, the Texans told us as much because they offered him after the year. This wasn't like they let Kareem Jackson walk. They wanted Tyrann Mathieu. Bill O'Brien said they wanted Tyrann Mathieu back, but they couldn't afford to pay him what the Chiefs paid him. And so my point is, that's when it works in reverse. That's when it starts working against you. It's fine to have the philosophy. Look, he's going to be motivated. He's going to have to play harder. He's going to be in a contract year. He's not going to be distracted. It's going to be all football. And then he starts having a good year. And then he starts wondering, well, where am I going to be next year? I think I deserve more money. I think they should pay me now. That's just business. We always talk about the business of the NFL. That's when you need to crumble up that paper of your policy, that proverbial paper, imaginary paper, and say, you know what? We are going to talk to you. And here's one more point on this. They've broken this rule. They've broken their own rule here. They signed Matt Schaub after the season began. I believe.
Yeah, but that was a different regime. That's irrelevant.
No. But it was the same policy. It's Rick Smith's policy that started this, and he kept it.
But it was a completely different guy, though.
I understand that, but it's the same ownership, and the policy is the same. And what I'm saying, this organization has already gone against its own policy. as an organization.
Yeah, but it was a different GM. What does that? What does that?
It's the same team. It's the same ownership.
So do you want to like blame Brian Gain for drafting David Carr over Julius Peppers too? Like, what are we doing here?
That's insanity. Why would you even say that?
Because it's just what Rick Smith did has nothing to do with what Brian Gain does.
Why in the world would you compare a policy that the organization has to drafting David Carr?
No, it's a Brian Gain policy.
This is a Brian Gain policy. John McClain sat right there and said Brian Gain is going to keep Rick Smith's policy.
Well, they have the same policy, but it's not because of Rick Smith. A lot of teams, that's my point. A lot of teams have this policy, but I'm just saying you can't sit there and use Matt Schaub as an example from a decade ago when Brian
Gain. Schaub re-sign during the regular season with the Cowboys or the Texans?
What does that got to do with Brian Gain?
This is the whole point. You're totally off on this.
No, I'm just saying. Brian Gain's policy has nothing to do with the Texans' policy.
It's the Texans' policy. Who signs the checks? Who says okay?
If Brian Gain wanted to negotiate in season, he would want to do that. But a lot of guys don't want to do that. It's not like something unique. Most teams don't negotiate during the season. My point was this. My original point that we were talking about with the one-year prove-it deal. Mm-hmm. I like the one-year prove-it deal because I like guys on contract years trying to use you to get paid. We saw it with Trent Brown. Trent Brown just got paid by the Raiders because the Patriots brought him in. They knew that he needed money. They brought him in on a one-year prove-it deal. They didn't negotiate with him. They let him keep going about his business and earning his money. And if a team wanted to overpay him because of what he did for them in that one-year window, then they're fine with it. If Brian Gain would have gone up to the Honey Badger last year in the middle of the season and said, you know what, we're going to pay you right now, and we're going to eliminate all the things that we think are good about one-year prove-it deals, he doesn't benefit from that, and you don't get that benefit. And furthermore, I don't feel like the Honey Badger is the one to get away. I want this guy to just shut up. Like, there's a reason that the Honey Badger deleted this tweet. There's a reason that the Honey Badger deletes 90% of the tweets he sends out there. At some point, Honey Badger, I understand you got a chip on your shoulder. You're damn sure not a GM. Mm-hmm. You're damn sure not the football player you used to be. For whatever reason, people think you are just because of this nickname. You're like the Booger McFarlane of football players, where you have this cool nickname, so they think he's a better broadcaster, and they think you're a better football player. I watched every snap of what the Honey Badger did last year. Maybe if the Honey Badger would just focus on football and quit trying to be a GM and just shut up, it would be fine. I like Brian Gain's mentality. It's not unique, and I like these one-year prove-it deals that the Texans are throwing out there.
You're wrong. You're right on the Honey Badger.
Why?
I've been telling you. I can't get over what the words that came out of your mouth. I just can't get over that.
I can't get that over is, you.
Hold on.
What is Matt Schaub doing with Brian
Gain? I let you finish, all right? That is insanity. That's like saying the owner has no say in this policy. Do you think Rick Smith and Brian Gain get contracts done with these guys before the start of the year? Or perhaps they got the contract done like Matt Schaub's during the regular year. Do you think they just say, okay, sign here, I'll let the owner know later?
So what you're saying right now, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'm going to ask you if this is what you're saying. You're telling me that if Brian Gain wanted to negotiate with the Honey Badger long term last year in the middle of the season, that Brian Gain couldn't have done it because the McNairs just won't let him.
I'm telling you.
That's what you're saying.
He wouldn't know. I'm telling you the McNairs would have had to sign off on it. You're saying it's Brian Gain's policy is different from Rick Smith's policy. And I'm saying the truth. And the truth is this is a Houston Texans policy, no matter what words come out of your mouth. It has nothing to do with Rick Smith, nothing to do with Brian Gain. And that's why you can say it's the organization that did this, that signs off on it.
So you're saying that Rick Smith, He was just going with what the policy was, and Brian Gain just inherited it. So you're basically calling Brian Gain a puppet. It's basically what you're saying. That's discouraging to me. If this isn't Brian Gain's mentality, right, and this is just organizational, then Brian Gain doesn't have full power of what he wants
play,
to do.
Let's do a little role play. I'm calling you, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm Cal McNair, and you are Brian Gain.
Yes, this is Brian Gain.
Hey, Brian, this is Cal McNair. I'm speaking on behalf of Bob McNair. How are you, man?
Very good. Sorry about your loss.
Appreciate the interview we had the other day. I want to offer you the job of general manager of the Houston Texans. Would you take it?
Absolutely. It's been my dream for a long time.
There is one qualifier.
Okay.
We have a policy that has been intact since we started this organization. Of We don't do contracts once the regular season begins. Are you good with that? Will you still take the job?
I'm going to have to think about that.
Okay. Get back to me.
So you're telling me that this is a qualifier? You're telling me that when Brian Gain took this job,
I just
hired
stumped
his GM,
the bleep out of you.
No, you didn't stump me. You didn't stump me. I don't. So you're telling me that this is like something that the McNairs are so married to that if Brian Gain wanted to negotiate with the Honey Badger, we're acting like. But this is
I'm
my
saying
thing,
the exact opposite of that. I'm saying he can do these things. I want him to do these things. I want him to sign players, not necessarily Tyrann Mathieu, because I agree with you, he's too much trouble to mess with. But a player like Jadeveon Clowney, had you dealt with him during the regular season and actually given him an extension, you wouldn't have had to tag him, number one. You wouldn't have had these ill feelings, number two. You would have gotten him cheaper, number three.
But I don't think they wanted to.
Because
I don't think they want to sign
maybe,
Clowney.
Maybe. But what I'm saying, had you done this, had you negotiated with him and gone to Cal McNair and Janice McNair and said, I think we can get him at this deal. And by the way, I'm hearing some numbers for guys like Trey Flowers after the year that we can actually get him cheaper now if we sign him now during the regular season. I think the McNairs would have to sign off on that. That's, they're not going to say, oh, no, that's our policy, we don't do it, because they've broken that policy before. All I'm saying is he's sticking to an organizational policy that was the same with Rick Smith and is the same with him.
Well, I mean, the owner usually has to sign off on everything.
That's my point.
Like on everything, but it's not some sort of Texans policy. Brian Gain made his policy clear that he doesn't do in-season. I think if Brian Gain wanted to do in-season, he could do in-season. I don't think this is like some sort of, and it's not very unique. Like, most teams don't do this. Like, mm-hmm. most teams don't negotiate in season.
But it happens.
And I don't think he wants to sign Clowney, and I don't think they wanted to sign the Honey Badger in the middle of the season. I think they liked that he was trying to earn his money and that they were getting the best effort in a contract year. I think you could be right.
All I'm saying is this policy can bite you. And when it starts working against you,
but it
has you need to change it.
We agree it hasn't
It might
yet.
Have. They wanted Tyrann Mathieu. The head coach never says he wants a player in the offseason. He said he wants Tyrann Mathieu in the offseason. They wanted him, but they didn't get him. Had they signed him during the regular season? I'm not saying you and I wanted him. You and I agree he's a lot of trouble, you know, off the field.
He's annoying.
And annoying.
He's
and all
just
that
flat
stuff.
Out annoying.
So put our feelings aside. The head coach of this team said, I want him. They didn't have him. Had they signed him during the regular season, they could have had him at a cheaper price. That's my point. It started working against them as an organization.
And you think that this is all linked back to the Matt Schaub thing. That's the moral of the story.
No, no. God, you twist things so – you're such an instigator. You twist things so much.
Does that mean that Brian Gaines would draft David Carr?
The hell is that? Yes, that's what I'm talking
about. I'm just
about.
Going
that,
back in time.
That was my big
Texans
point.
Mentality.
My whole point of the last 10 minutes was – I think Brian Gain would have drafted David Carr.
And let's put it this way. 9128 on the text line is saying it's a company policy. Shut that. No, it's not. Like, there's nothing that says that this is a company policy. It's a Brian Gain policy.
No, you're
Brian
wrong.
Gain makes the decisions here, okay? It's not a company policy. Quit having imaginary conversations with yourself. It's not a company policy. He might have the same policy that they've had in the past, but if Brian Gain wanted to negotiate with the Honey Badger, they would let him negotiate with the Honey Badger.
Who's they?
The owners. Of course the owners have to sign off.
That makes it an organizational policy. Because they have to sign off on it, just like your boss.
They have to
boss.
Sign off on everything. They have to be the last signature on the contract. Of course they have to sign off on it. But it's not like he has to run it by them. It's not like they have a strict rule and he has to go through and do it. He has to sign off on everything. He has to sign off on the cafeteria, like when they add all that great food in the cafeteria.
I thought that was Bill O'Brien's thing.
I don't know. What happened with the cafeteria?
The cafeteria,
anyways?
You know.
I'm lost. They're replacing the cafeteria again, aren't they?
I think they are.
After all that fuss and everything, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Lopez thinks that the Texans need to change their philosophy. I think that they don't. I think that they can do whatever the heck they want. But we'll get more into this a little bit later. But the Honey Badger is gone, but he's still trying to make calls for your Houston Texans.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.